This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV in Richmond. We appreciate you listening to us on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com, and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, October 18th, 2024. I'm Jean-Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday to all.
And Eric Bickle is here.
Good morning, Ricky.
Good morning. I see you brought in a bag.
Yeah, I got my seasonings and everything. I mean, it was the last thing I wanted to do at 8 o'clock at night or whatever, but I did. I ran out, got what I needed.
Very good.
Got what I needed.
For those that don't know, we're going to have a steak-off today. A couple guys here have bragged about their grilling skills, their ability to grill the perfect steak.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it's going to be a battle between Mike Marr, one of our producers.
Yep.
Who somehow jumped into the fray saying he cooks the perfect steak.
Mm-hmm.
Valdez.
I love it.
Yeah.
Behind the glass, bit season. He also is in the fray. EB says he can make everything taste great.
I can make any steak taste good. Yep.
And then Cakes is confident in his skills.
My confidence is a little bit shook because I saw Tailgate Ted's grill that he's bringing. Now, I have no problem with his grill per se, but when I cook steak, if I'm cooking it on a grill outside, it's generally a grill with a cover. Mm. Like, that's how I usually cook. Like, I think I'm flying blind a little bit cooking a steak without the cover over top of it. Mm. So I'm just... I have to.
You don't like open air.
Yeah, I'm not used to it. I feel like I'm playing an away game here. But it's all good. We're all playing on the same level playing field.
I like that uncertainty.
I'm just being honest with the way I'm approaching it today.
Like Jared Goff, you only play well in domes.
Maybe that's it. That's probably it. But we'll see. We'll see how it turns out.
So what we're going to do is we're going to have a blind taste test.
Yes.
Later in the program, you guys will go downstairs, outside, where Tailgate Ted has brought his grill.
Mm-hmm. Is he already here setting up or anything? No.
Please. No, not yet.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
no.
Okay.
Yeah, but probably we're going to start cooking around 8 or 8:20. What's the exact time of the steaks going on the grill? Do we know?
I think probably 8:15 or so.
So 8:15.
When do we get to season them?
Whenever you want. You can do it now.
Is that what people are doing?
I'll probably do it around 7:15 or 7:30.
Cakes was nice enough to go buy the porterhouse steaks.
I did, yeah. I bought. Now, there's a very slight wrinkle. I don't think it's a big deal.
Uh-oh.
But I bought a three-pack value pack of porterhouses from Safeway, and I thought the fourth individual steak was also a porterhouse. It's a T-bone. There's a slight difference there. Now, what, like the T-bone is, I think it was $14.99 a pound, and the porterhouses are $13.99 a pound, and they look very similar.
Yeah.
I think they're a pretty equivalent cut.
Okay.
I have to be fully transparent here.
All right,
I noticed it after I got home.
So how are you going to decide who gets the T-bone?
I don't know.
The three porterhouse steaks.
We can just Take them all out of the
grocery
package?
Nearby? Can you get, when's the Harris Teeter open? If you can go over there and get a porterhouse.
I think it's fine.
You'll be all right.
Don't say who has what.
Right. That's fine. So there's a slight botch in the procurement of the steaks.
You know, in my family, when you do something stupid, they basically say you bickled it. You bickled it.
Yeah, maybe I bickled it slightly.
Yeah. How does that distinguish anybody in your family?
Yeah.
Because everybody's a bickle.
Yeah, right.
Well, I'll put it this way. My in-laws,
Okay.
Say, oh, you pickled it.
Got it.
Like you rip open a bag of chips, that, like a, you know, a dumb way.
So the chins,
no,
the pickles?
Actually, not the chins. My brother Matt's wife.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, she coined the term pickling.
I forgot to mention to you that I ran into your brother Matt at the Terps game. I saw him at the Terps game. He was like four or five rows in front of us over to the left.
Oh, no,
my wife noticed him at first, and then when he was coming up
he's hard to miss.
He's coming up the steps, and I said hello. Yeah. I dapped him up. We talked for, I don't know, 30 seconds, and then he went on his way.
He was there with his son, right? His oldest son.
I don't know who he was there with, but he was there at CQ Stadium watching that Terps bloodbath against Northwestern.
Right. Well, Jason got to see a fun game last night.
He did, yeah.
Jason's not here today because he went to go visit his daughter at Virginia Tech and to go to the Hokies game. I put it on. And it was already 21-0.
Yeah, they're just
smashing
them.
And it ended up being 42-21, I believe.
Well, it was 28-21 for a little bit, and his backside was probably clenching along with everybody else at Lane Stadium.
There was so much on TV last night.
There was a lot.
So you had the Hokies game on, which I checked in just briefly on. You had the NFL game on Amazon. Now, that was a dud.
Right.
It was a dud to begin with. It was the Broncos against the Saints. Somehow the Broncos are 4-3.
I don't quite understand it, but
they've got a good defense.
Yep.
The Saints, remember where they started off 2-0?
Yeah.
And had the most explosive offense in the NFL?
Distant memory.
All they've done is lost since that 2-0 start. And then you had not one but two baseball games, the championship games going on, and you had the Caps in action last night.
Yep.
So there was a lot going on last night.
Caps basically just welcome Western Conference powerhouses into Capital One Arena and send them out of there with L's.
But you went and got the steaks, so it's three porterhouse steaks and one T-bone.
That's correct, yes.
Just don't say
hey, Hicks, why did you spring for a porterhouse? When I thought we were all
getting
the same.
three packs.
I know, but there had to be another.
The selection that I didn't want to go to eight different stores, so I just settled on Safeway. And those they look the best of the offerings, so I just went with those.
Sometimes that happens. You go in there looking, they don't look that great.
They just look the best. They were the most palatable looking offerings that I saw.
What were you looking for them to buy?
Well, I think porterhouses are thicker and they're harder to cook, so it might even take longer.
You know what? Maybe it's more of a test.
I just thought everyone was in agreement about
like a strip steak or
a ribeye. Whatever it was, or
ribeye. I just went with porterhouses.
Definitely a curveball.
For everybody.
It's maybe fine. Maybe that's his strong
strategy. Maybe a strategy. That's what I'm trying to get
it's
to.
Actually it's not. Like usually I don't buy. I'll be honest. I usually don't buy porterhouses.
I thought maybe it's a meat you're familiar with.
It's probably one I'm very unfamiliar with. It's probably a horrible decision by me. I should have bought like a ribeye or a filet. I went with a curveball. Porterhouses / T-bones.
I like to eat a porterhouse. I'll be honest with you.
You definitely took the one seed in manly steaks. I think a porterhouse is the most manly steaks.
Yeah. They're definitely bone-in sillies. I mean, from the looks of them.
Right.
They're in the fridge right now. I was very panicked about remembering to bring them.
I don't blame
I had
you.
Like my alarm on my phone this morning. I said, don't forget the steaks.
Right.
4:15 a.m.
I had to stuff all the seasoning in my backpack.
Yeah.
I think my gut feeling right now is Bickle.
Okay, that's your leader.
Well,
in the
he's
clubhouse.
Just completely unfazed by all the changes, and you're trying, you know, the open grill, a porterhouse. It doesn't matter. Like he's locked in. He's confident.
He said a couple days ago he's into porterhouses. Like so that should be like a comfort.
I know,
zone
but
for
over
him.
The last 2 or 3 days, nothing has fazed him. He said whatever you throw at me.
It's also a little indifference, but I do think that I do think, to be honest with you, that. It's fairly basic. Well, probably all taste fairly similar.
I like the Valdez.
That would actually be my guess.
Valdez brought his apron. He's very prepared.
I got my apron out.
I think that they're going to taste fairly similar. It's gonna depend on the judge's preference.
Like for the seasoning, I would think.
Well,
unless somebody just spectacularly
botches
it.
They're going to be largely similar.
I know you guys. You're like, without knowing anything, like, I know for a fact that Valdez will do some sort of like wacky standout bit like that he always does. He's got to be different. He can't,
He's probably stuffed with crab.
Yeah, who knows? You know, and then Mar, He's inexperienced.
He won't know what he's doing.
He's really a non-factor, yeah, but non-factor. We're just letting him play. Yeah. We're just letting him play.
I'm the dark horse here.
Hold on. So Eric's the favorite?
He just seems unfazed by everything.
I actually don't think I'm the favorite. I think they're all going to taste the same-ish. And it's just going to depend on the judge's preference for how you cook it.
Now, he seemed very confident when I passed him in the break room this morning.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Very confident.
He's probably... Drab is definitely right. Just like he seasoned the toilet over there and they did something.
Seasoned the toilet.
He sweetened it. He did something.
Sure.
He's always on the next page.
He's always thinking ahead.
Yeah. Right.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Jason's the most calculated guy I've ever met. He's the second most calculated. Okay. So
he is a planner. We know that.
No, Jason's calculated about vacation. Yeah. I'm calculated about the show.
No, Jason's calculated literally about everything. But yeah. I am confident that, I mean, I know it's not going to be terrible. Like, I know my steak will be tasty. But I do think it's going to depend on, like, I like my steaks cooked a certain way. And who's judging? You, JP, and
Well, right now
Tailgate?
It's JP, Tailgate, and Roger, but I'm looking for more judges.
Okay.
Sam Weiner was walking around yesterday.
Begging
to be a part of it.
Oh, he was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I like the idea of just bringing in people blind who don't know that you're throwing adobo all over it, and, you know, that aren't watching them being cooked on the grill down there.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Roger's a perfect judge.
The problem with Roger is I'm not sure he knows if he likes something or doesn't.
It's a good point.
How about that?
That's what he said. That's what
he said.
He might be savant. He might be on that steak. How about that?
Do you think Roger knows that he likes a food?
I'm gonna say he probably.
What do you
does.
Think his favorite food is?
I mean, I
don't
know.
Question.
I know he likes donuts from that Buffalo spot.
Tim Hortons. Loves Tim Hortons.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, he just doesn't seem like a particularly.
Probably likes wings.
He seems like the person that would eat anything that's in front of him.
Yeah, I think he'll eat anything. Oh yeah, that's good.
It wouldn't surprise me if Roger didn't have taste buds.
Yeah, I mean. But maybe that's funny. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
That's
good.
I get a kick out of him. I'm just not sure if he likes anything.
I'm going to be honest. I haven't even asked him yet.
Oh, you're going to ask him right now?
Well, I just figured he'd be around.
What else does he have going on?
I just put up our Scotty's.
I think Sam could do it. I would be fine with that.
If he's here. I just put up our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. Who will win the steak off today? So you can vote at Junks Radio. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. I don't know if there is a favorite. Drab's installing EV is the favorite.
Well,
I think it's kind of a crapshoot. I think it's a crapshoot. I mean, Mike Maher on the down lows, isn't he kind of the reason that this started? He expressed his confidence in his steak.
I think he almost challenged Eric, I feel like.
I think I came in here to kill a segment one time and talked about how I just make a silly steak.
Right. Yeah, but I think it started with Mar.
No, it started with, remember EB's daughter, he wanted to take her out to dinner.
Okay.
And then he was like, no, I'll make you dinner. And then he made the steak.
Got it.
She raved about it.
Right.
I mean, it is my daughter.
But sure.
By the way, this is just a side note, and I know you guys will get a kick out of this. I actually said this to my wife last night because you guys have the exact opposite. I know you have the exact opposite opinion of this. So... playing golf the other day, meeting new guys, you know. Drab, hold on. You gotta listen to this.
He's grabbing Roger real quick.
All right.
How about that?
Just hold on for a second. And we were talking about, these guys listen to the show, and they heard me say, how Cakes' wife hasn't criticized him in 40 years. Like, literally, she thinks he walks on water.
Nearly 30 years. Okay. I mean, 40 years is a bit of a stretch, but sure.
All right, 30 years.
Yeah.
I mean, she never criticizes him, never raises a voice, whatever. You know, I get up, you know, trip over my shoes or something, and it starts. He said, Eric, I think you're an extraordinarily happy people to be around. This is his impression of me after playing golf with me like 3 or 4 times.
Right.
He said, because I said, I told my wife, I wake up happy. I don't criticize. I wake up happy.
You don't criticize.
Well, I mean, on the show, I'm doing a show. This is work.
Sure.
But in my real life, I'm a pleasant person. Mm-hmm. He said, I think you're an extraordinarily happy person.
Wow, look at this guy.
I think yesterday when you said you learn a lot about people on a golf course, you could have been more wrong.
Well, man, because I think it's true.
Because you are a chronic complainer. If you won the lottery, you'd complain about how much taxes you'd have to pay. You complain about everything. And that has nothing to do with the show. I've known you my whole life.
Well, I guess
maybe on the golf course you're happy.
I don't think happy is the word I would use. I mean, you're entertaining to talk to. Maybe kind of pleasant.
I'm unpleasant. I'm a happy person. I don't go around. Your
unhappiness is entertaining.
Maybe you're a different person on the golf course is what people are. It seems to be the angle that people are taking.
I'm always rooting for everybody.
Right.
Want everybody to do well. I don't know.
I have, you know, when you see EB out at volleyball games, he is kind of a different person away from here. Maybe that is the real EB and we just got this 6 a.m. curmudgeon. I don't know.
I mean, we're doing a show. I'm grinding. I'm pushing the envelope.
Well, we're not doing a show in the commercial break when you're going, oh.
He was doing that when we were going to spring break when we were 21 years old. And then he wouldn't go out at night because he felt the cold coming on.
I mean, maybe it's just because, listen, at the end of the day, I love this job. There's no other job I want, but it is a job.
Sure. Of course.
You know.
Hey, you know what? Maybe it's just that the golf course is just your happy place. You're just happier there than you are anywhere else.
I'm happy when I'm at home.
Right.
Anyway, Roger's here. Roger, can't hear us.
An esteemed judge for the Stakeoff 2024.
It looks like.
Roger. Do we even know Roger's last name? I don't know it off the top of my head.
I do not.
Defoe.
Yeah, let's get to know Roger a little bit.
This is Roger.
Roger looks like he has a fresh haircut.
Hey, his pants are on one today. Look at this.
I know. Roger's like our genius engineer.
Yeah. Roger, what is your last name before we go any further?
Can we say your last name, Rog?
Yeah. You can Defoe?
Defoe?
Yeah.
How do you spell it?
Like Willem Defoe?
Yeah.
Defoe? D-A-F-O-E?
Not quite.
D-A-V-O-E?
D-U-F-A-U-L-T.
D.
You like default.
Like, okay.
What with the
default?
U?
Yeah.
Default.
You know, default.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not default, but default.
Default.
Change the E to
like
a U.
Like doofus.
Roger Dufault.
Yeah. Right.
Roger does faults all over the...
Roger, I got a question for you. Are you a foodie?
Foodie?
Yeah, do you know what a foodie is?
Kind of, yeah. No. You're talking about looking around for good food, you know?
Yeah. Like, do you like good food? Do you appreciate it? Like, I don't consider JP a foodie.
This is
gonna
be genius.
JP will eat something out of the dumpster. Oh. He doesn't care. Uh-oh. He's not a discerning. He doesn't have a discerning palate. He doesn't care.
Not fussy. Not
very
fussy.
He loves saying that. I've been with him at a steakhouse where he's ordered a grilled cheese.
Foodie. Do you like good food or do you just eat anything?
I like just about just some good stuff.
Yeah.
What's your favorite? Give us the top two or three things that you like to eat that you really like.
Well, you know, like steak and potatoes. And
yeah. What kind of do you have a preference on the cut of steak? Is there a certain type of cut?
Oh, mate. Basically, the New York strip or T-bone or something.
Can I ask him a question, or is this like considered like talking board?
You can ask Roger anything.
All right. Yeah. How do you like your steak cooked?
Well done.
Oh, not a foodie. No self-respecting foodie would ever say likes a well-done steak.
You don't get well done when it's the awesome to do it. Well done. It's not really burned or anything like that.
It's not still burned, but it's not pink. It's like cardboard.
He should not be allowed to be a judge.
I think you might have disqualified yourself.
You may have. Okay.
What's your favorite restaurant?
Raj?
Oh, you like Texas Roadhouse?
Okay. All right.
There we go.
All right. I like that. I go with Roger. Pretty crowded, to be honest with you. There's one up in Poughkeepsie I would go to.
Oh, okay.
Because there aren't that many choices.
Oh, okay.
Texas Roadhouse. You like that.
If I had more than like four choices, I probably wouldn't go there.
Roger, I'm going to warn you. I don't think anybody that's in the Stakeoff today is going to cook a well-done steak. Can you eat like a medium or medium rare steak?
Yeah, of course.
You could. It's just not what you prefer.
That'd be tasty, right?
Yeah. Well, it should be. It's tastier than well done. I can guarantee that.
What other foods do you like?
There's some of the Mexican food, you know.
Oh, you're a Mexican guy? Sometimes. What would you typically order at a Mexican restaurant?
Maybe like enchilada.
Enchilada. Mm, nice.
Nice. Very like good.
That, yeah.
He's got to like Thai food.
Oh, do you like queso and chips?
Oh, chips and queso is delicious. Hey, so good.
Yeah, like that. Buddy. Yeah. Love queso and cheese. Any cheese. You know what? I should put cheese on my steak. That's what I should.
Yeah, yeah. Put cheese on your steak and see what happens in the judging.
So, Raj, you're going to be one of the esteemed judges for the Steak Off. It's going to be a blind taste test. EB is one of the cooks, as is Cakes, Mike right, Marr, and Valdez.
I know we're late and way backed up on spots. Are you able to... When you eat the steak, because I know you're a genius engineer, like you're amazing at your job, but I don't know how you are with food. Are you able to say, okay, this is a 7.5, this is an 8., you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
This, can you grade them? Do you think you can grade the steaks?
I think I could, yeah.
You think you could?
Yeah, based on the flavor.
Yeah. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. You're about also, to go to Flavor Town today.
Are we doing presentation? We're not really doing presentation.
No presentation. Okay,
not presentation. Are you, paper plate
are you looking for searing and all that kind of stuff?
No, look at this.
Just searing. Flavor.
Taste only.
Yeah. Taste only. But you can do that. You can rank them. Can you rank them?
I can rank them, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. All right.
All right, no aesthetics, no garnish, none of that. Just based on taste.
Okay.
All right, you're in.
Sounds like
all
a deal.
Yeah, it sounds like a deal. And you're going to get a good meal out of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Don't go to the break room and go eat bagels. Don't worry. You'll be all full.
None of that.
All right, excellent.
All right, that's Roger. You can vote at Junks Radio. Who do you think wins the Steak Off? It's going to happen after we talk to John Feinstein. So right around 8:20 on the Junkies. Don't go anywhere.